Hello, this is Jermaine. Adultery is wrong. You know that adultery is wrong. You would not want your mate to commit adultery. Adultery destroys marriages and families. Adultery causes people to be lost eternally. Listen to Proverbs, beginning at chapter 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman, from the flattering tongue of a seductress. Do not lust after her beauty in your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelids. For by means of a harlot a man is reduced to a crust of bread, and an adulteress will prey upon his precious life. Can a man take fire to his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk on hot coals, and his feet not be seared? So is he who goes in to his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her shall not be innocent. People do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is starving. Yet when he is found out, he must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Wounds and dishonor he will get, and his reproach will not be wiped away. For jealousy is a husband's fury. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will accept no recompense, nor will he be appeased, though you give him many gifts. My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and the law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that they may keep you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through the lattice, and I saw among the simple, I perceived among the youths, a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And there a woman met him, with the attire of a harlot, and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious, her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside, at times in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she caught him, and kissed him. With an impudent face she said to him, "I have peace offerings with me. Today I paid my vows, so I came out to meet you, diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him, and will come home at the appointed day." With her enticing speech she caused him to yield. With her flattering lips she seduced him. Immediately he went after her, as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till an arrow struck his liver, as a bird hastens to the snare. He did not know it would take his life. Now therefore listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths, for she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. We have read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 23 through chapter 7, verse 27. God gave his law to Israel through Moses. In that law, God said in Exodus chapter 20, verse 14, "You shall not commit adultery." Listen also to Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. "The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death." Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10. The sin of adultery required the death penalty under the law of God to Israel. Under the new covenant, Messiah said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28, "You have heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. Under the new covenant, adultery is sinful, both the physical act and the thought in the heart. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. Yes, adultery is a sin that will keep you out of heaven, that will send you to hell. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 32, "But I say to you that whoever divorces his wife for any reason except sexual immorality causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a woman who is divorced commits adultery." Matthew chapter 5, verse 32. Listen also to what Jesus said as recorded in Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. "And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery." Matthew chapter 19, verse 9. Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, verse 18, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced from her husband commits adultery." It is written in Romans chapter 7, verses 2 and 3, "For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then, if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man." Romans chapter 7, verses 2 and 3. Listen now to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers God will judge." Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4. "Now is the time to repent, to turn away from sin." But Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives. But early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up, he saw no one but the woman. He said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Jesus said to her, "Go and sin no more." It is for us to repent, to turn away from sin, and to live the way that God wants us to live, to follow Jesus the Messiah, the Son of God. The good news is that Jesus Messiah died for our sins. He was buried. Jesus Messiah rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. You can be justified by God's grace through the redemption that is in Messiah. Jesus, the Son of God, died for us. He loves us. And God sent him forth to be a propitiation by his blood through faith. Yes, believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who is Lord and Messiah. Repent, turn away from sin, and be baptized, immersed in water, in the name of Jesus the Messiah, for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. On the day of judgment, we will stand before Jesus, the Son of God. Amen. Thank you for being with me. If you would like a free New Testament, a free copy of this lesson, or a free Bible correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, United States of America, 73083. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated O-K. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So on, cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday.